All right, Nick, I think this is going to be part two and final of my answering your question as to why I come to contemplative listening. And, you know, in a recent series of posts, I discussed my disdain from organized religion, but I never once discussed any kind of disdain for rituals and spirituality and the like, because I have no disdain for rituals, which, you know, said differently is just a tradition or a habit. And I enjoy doing certain things at the same time for the same reason, sometimes even for no reason other than to go through the motions. And that's what I liked, or like, not past tense, about your contemplative listenings, sessions on Hangouts, because as you well know, I came about it quite by accident. No one brought me to you. And I've enjoyed it since, and I've got to know you better since, and I appreciate that opportunity to develop a friendship with you, and then through you, other people. And I'm making fast friends with some here and there, and slow friends elsewhere, and that's all good. But what I thought I would get out of contemplative listening, I didn't realize I wasn't getting what I wanted from it or what I thought I would from it until you posed a question to me. And I think I've actually been bringing background noise, which could be interpreted as visually as well as audibly. I often join at work because I'm at a computer and it's convenient, but I'm not there in the moment. I try to be, but it's hard to explain to people around me why I'm sitting there nodding my head at a screen and waving to it when it first starts and I enter. So it's kind of it's a self-conscious thing for me. This is something I need to do. And I guess what I'm getting at is I'm not eliminating the noise, and I'm playing this background noise to illustrate the problem that I have that I want to overcome. And I think it's going to help me in other things I'm doing in life, as far as lifestyle goes, is cut out the noise. And I need to come to contemplative listening when I'm able to free myself of other obligations for that 10 minutes of time. And I think being able to do that is an important part of my personal growth.